Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
If doing one little thing first thing in the morning could set you up for absolute success the rest of the day, would you do it? Would you do it? We human beings, we are so good. We are so adept at intellectually understanding something and then not doing it or doing something completely contrary to that thing that we know is to our benefit. So if you knew of one thing that you could do that would exponentially improve the odds of you having a great day, would you do it? Well, I'm going to tell you what one of those or what that thing is. You want to think about it like a hack or a secret or whatever. When I tell you, it's going to be really obvious and it's going to sound really easy, but it's one of those things that sounds easy but does hard. So, what is that thing? And before I get into this any further, how do you start your day? What do you do? What's the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning? I'm really curious beyond something that's inappropriate. And even then, I'd still be curious to hear it. But what do you do? I bet most of us, this is myself included, roll over, check our phone. We grab our stupid weapon of mass destruction and start looking through it. And what are we doing when we do that? What are we doing? It's like a Forrest Gump, life's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get kind of a thing. Because you never know what that dopamine dispenser is going to be sending your way. Could you be getting an awful email that's going to totally blow up your day, certainly blow up your morning? Could you read about a horrible accident or train wreck or airplane crash somewhere in the world and just start your day off on the wrong foot? What are the odds of you receiving really good, beneficial information from that first interaction with your phone? I'm going to say pretty low. Here's the thing. Here's the thing is that, and I'm not awesome at this, but I am working to get better at it, which is the whole purpose of the show here, is to get better so you can live how you want. So how do I learn? How do I improve myself? How do I get closer to the life that I want? How do I get closer to my highest and best self? How do I be as good a steward of my most valuable resources as I possibly can be in service of those things that really matter most to me? That's what this is all about. So I'm not telling you that I'm a pro at this by any stretch of the imagination. I am constantly, either through the benefit I have of having conversations with so many interesting people through the podcast on a consistent basis, or just things I'm interested in, things I'm wanting to get better at, I come upon or across different ideas, and then I want to learn more about them, and then I want to share them. So that's what we're doing here. So I'm not telling you that I am perfect at this by any stretch of the imagination, but it is something that is on my mind, and I think that it's something that can benefit everyone. So I'm excited about it. It's this idea that if I knew that if I were able to execute on this list of things consistently every day for 10, 20 years, would I get the life that I wanted? And I think that the answer to that question is definitively yes. If I was able to run a mile 5 days a week, so run 5 miles a week, and I did that consistently, 3 years from today, would I wake up and be a really healthy person? Probably. Reading 10 pages, whatever it is. So figuring out how to create systems and processes, habits and routines around the things that are in service of what I truly want, that's the key. That's the linchpin to all of this stuff. I'm fond of talking about our most valuable resources of time, attention, energy, and money, and how we need to really guard those MVRs and be really good stewards. Because if we're not paying close attention to how we're allocating those, there are lots of people out there who happily will make those decisions on our behalf. And there's lots of things and people and algorithms and this, that, and the other thing who are constantly trying to extract those resources from us. And they follow us around mostly by our weapons of mass destruction, our dopamine dispenser, our phones, our stupid phones, smartphones. You see what I did there? I insulted my phone. Anyway, so I've been thinking a lot about how important it is to audit our time. It's important to audit what it is that we're eating. It's important to audit how we're exercising. It's also really important to audit our feelings, how it is we're feeling. And it's also really important to audit our thinking. And this stuff is fascinating. It's fascinating that most of the thoughts that we have are recurring. So we're thinking about the same stuff over and over again. The vast majority of our thoughts are also negative. The vast majority of our thoughts are also about other people. And the trick to all of this is recognizing and becoming aware of what our habits of thought are. And if they are serving us and getting us to what we want, then that's great. Do more of it. But the whole idea is that, no, I'm not necessarily in the habit of which sounds kind of dumb, good thinking. So I need to work at this. I need to improve my thinking. How interesting. How basic. How really hard to think about. Maybe I'm just not doing a very good job thinking. Maybe I'm not really utilizing my brain as optimally as I ought to be. And if we're being honest with ourselves, that shows up in every aspect of our lives. And there's always room for improvement. And I'm not striving for perfect. I'm not interested in being 1,000% perfect or 100% perfect. But what I am interested in doing is getting better. And I've come to the realization that if I can hit 80% correct in everything that's important to me, so again, time, attention, energy, and money, and how I allocate those things, what I'm letting into my head, do it intentionally, correctly, 80% of the time, whatever I've decided is correct, then for the other 20% of the time, it's okay, because I'm not going to get it all right. It's not sustainable to think that I'm going to be 100% right all the time. Now, there are people who got straight A's in school, and that was not me, so you can take this differently if you want. But how to start the day right? That's what I wanted to talk about. How to start the day right. Because there was a study that was done in 2014 by a guy named Sean Acor and Michelle Gielen. And it was in conjunction with the very famous Arianna Huffington. And they discovered that just 3 minutes, consuming 3 minutes of negative information or news in the morning, had a significant likelihood of carrying forward 6 to 8 hours later. So you waking up, you scrolling through, consuming some negative stuff first thing in the morning at 6 a.m. or whatever time you get up, is going to have a residually negative impact on your state of mind, your thinking, your outlook 8 hours later. So it worked out to be that 27% of the people that they studied who engaged in this had that experience. So about a third. So on the other hand, they did a control group and they said, okay, what if we had people that did the opposite, that they consumed more positive or solution-focused information for 3 minutes first thing in the morning? How would that work out? And the answer is that it worked out better, that the people who consumed the positive stuff had a more positive outlook later in the day. And the term for what this is called cognitive priming. So you probably heard the term, got to prime the pump. So you have to get the pump ready to perform. Well, that's what we're doing with our brains, is we are getting our brain ready to perform in whatever form or fashion we want our brain to perform throughout the course of the day. Why would I want to? Why in the world would I want to have a negative outlook 8 hours from now? I can't think of why. I can't think of why. So more often than not, I would really prefer to be in a good mood. I'd really prefer to be positive, upbeat, and energetic. And that's true of being with my family. It's true of my professional life. It's true of being with my buddies. It's true of being at the gym or competing or whatever it is that I'm doing, or for podcasting or speaking. I would rather be energetic and positive. So why not prime my mind? So cognitive priming that will help me to view the rest of my day through that more positive lens. And this has been researched. It's, for lack of a better term, been proven. But from a common sense perspective, it certainly makes sense. You start your day, you're a good steward of the information that's going in, you are increasing your chances of having a really positive outlook, having more energy, feeling better, being just a happier, better human being for the rest of the day. So I think that that is a really, really, really powerful thing. So that is what we want. So how does it actually work? Well, we have these mental pathways. So when we are taking in information, we are hearing things, we're seeing things, we're experiencing things. There's parts of our brain which are lighting up. And our brain is then, when we activate it in a positive way, we are priming it to interpret new information through that positive lens. Versus if I prime myself with a story about a flood in Bangladesh that killed 100,000 people, like, oh, terrible. I prime myself for potential disaster and sadness and loss and just negativity. So we are influencing ourselves and our thinking without realizing it. But now we know, and you probably sort of knew that already, but that it's been studied, that there's terms for it, I think are really, really, really interesting.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
So when you start your day by reading about how the stock market's going to crash, you're looking for negativity throughout the rest of the day. Versus if you listen to happy music or upbeat music, probably going to have a little bit more of a spring in your step, versus if you're listening to some sad music that's going to be reminding you of your girlfriend from high school that broke your heart or whatever. So there's all kinds of things. There's another study that talked about how people that were exposed in the morning to words like old age, wrinkles, senility, people actually walked more slowly. They actually walked slower throughout the rest of the day, which is fascinating. So again, basic, when you start your day, start off negatively on the wrong foot. When you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, and this is self-imposed. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, not because of the way that I woke up, but because what I consumed first thing, it's going to influence everything. So why not go the opposite way? Why not positively prime ourselves and set ourselves up for a better, more productive mindset? And that's really what I'm interested in. So how do we do that? Well, you just be a good steward of letting into your head. Be a good steward. So have a plan for what you are going to consume first. Just make the decision. I'm not just going to leave it to chance and roll the dice and open up my phone because I have no idea what's going to be coming my way. Instead, I could, if you wanted to use technology, there's plenty of different sources out there that will feed you positive, uplifting news. But why not start with an affirmation? Why not start with, and I get a little tired of gratitude, which sounds really dumb, but it's not that I'm tired of gratitude. I'm tired of hearing about how important being grateful is because I don't know why that is. I guess I have gratitude fatigue, but some kind of an affirmation and some kind of a prayer or hopeful discussion with myself and thought process that allows me to control the direction of my own mind. That's fundamentally, foundationally what I'm talking about. We have the ability to control the direction of our own mind. And when we abdicate that responsibility and give it to whatever's going to pop up on my phone next, then I'm just not positioning myself for success. So you can listen to music, but really just make sure that we are focused on not allowing ourselves to let negative, harmful stuff into our head. I think that there's also, I know that there's something called solution-focused thinking that I really like a lot. So instead of focusing on problems or things that you're worried about that could be happening, the things that popped into your head first thing in the morning or when you're in the shower or whatever, getting ready, instead of focusing on problems, which would be problem-focused thinking, you think about solutions. And it's just something as simple as, what's the one small thing that I can do in order to either improve this, move things along a little bit, or what's the next best move that I can take here? And then asking yourself, okay, well, I do have some tough stuff that I need to deal with today. So what can I take from this? What can I learn from these experiences going into it with this positive attitude of curiosity and a desire to learn? I think it's something that can really position ourselves for success. So solution-focused thinking is just simply a mindset shift that moves away from problems towards solutions. Instead of focusing and dwelling on stuff that could go wrong or has gone wrong, solution-focused thinking says, what can be done about this? How can I pick up the ball and keep moving it down the field? How can I keep matriculating the ball down the field, as the great John Madden used to say? That's a podcast for another day right there. So some more time on solution-focused thinking. I mean, we are trained, because loss is twice as powerful as gain. We are trained to focus on what's not working. We're trained to focus on our failures. We're trained to focus on just negativity. But if we're able to focus, just make that shift and start focusing on what is working, what has worked in the past, even though it feels like everything is turning or falling apart on us, say, well, yeah, not everything is going as well as I wanted it to, but this thing is working. And if I focus on this, and if I do that, that's going to get me closer to what it is that I want. I mean, what we need to do is focus on the small steps, because I can't tackle huge problems all at once, which of course we know. But when I can get my arms around, this is my next best move, then that's something that I can do. So, and it comes down to a lot of reframing. Instead of, again, thinking about things in a negative light, thinking about it as a problem that's insurmountable, you focus on, here are the things that I can be doing. What small strategy has worked before, and what small strategy can work again? If it is a matter of, I feel like I'm overwhelmed, I don't have enough time to do things, look for 20 minutes. Look for 20 minutes and say, okay, when I do find this time, because inevitably throughout the course of the day, you are going to be early for something, or somebody's going to be late for something that will give you some time. And having a plan for how you will use that found time is really what we're talking about here. It's going to help you to get more time, because you will be more in control of it. And this is true of your professional life and your personal life, your family life, everything. So conditioning, priming our brain for solution-based thinking, just got to be thinking about what you're thinking about. We have to be paying attention to the direction of our thinking. We are priming ourselves in the morning, but then throughout the course of the day, we are keeping a close eye on the direction of our thinking and on all of our thoughts, because it's easy for us to get caught up in negative loops. Because again, the majority of our thoughts are repetitive, stuff that we ruminate on and have been thinking about forever that never gets a solution, because we're looking in the rearview mirror versus looking through the windshield. And that's something that we need to do a better job on. So when I say, God, why does this keep happening to me? Ever ask yourself that one? Instead of asking that, say, how can I respond to this differently? What small thing can I do that will start to shift this result over time? What can I be doing? What would this look like if it were easy? I remember Tim Ferriss said that years ago. I was listening to one of his podcast episodes. What would this look like if it were easy? And you might not find a solution to it, but you are starting to think about it. You're starting to reframe things. What would this look like if it were easy? And this is solution-focused thinking versus problem-focused thinking versus crappy stuff-focused thinking that we are all, unfortunately, in the habit of thinking and doing. Have to be good stewards of our most valuable resources, and figuring out and developing a strategy for how you are going to start your day has been proven to have a huge impact. If you open up your phone first thing in the morning and you consume something negative, it potentially, for 30% of the people that this happens to, so a third of us, 8 hours later, you're still going to be thinking about it. So I don't want to do that. Can't imagine you do. So what's your plan? And that's what I want you to figure out. So much of success in life is creating positive habits and routines. So your habit is, I wake up at 6 a.m. And your routine is, I roll over and pick up my phone and start staring at it. That's a crappy routine. Nope, no longer. Now it's going to be, I turn off the alarm, I go and I do X, Y, and Z. Once I've done those things, and X, Y, and Z, I advocate that they are positive things. I do some affirmations. I do a quick prayer or meditation. I get up and go for a walk around the block. Clear my head. Prime my brain for positivity throughout the course of the day. And then you just catch yourself. So figure out what you want your habits and routines to be. And I talk about that as that becomes a success ritual then. Habit plus a great routine equals a success ritual. And when you have more success rituals, I believe that that translates into sustainable success. And that's what we want. I want you to be setting yourself up today for the life that you want a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now. The more intentional we can be about this stuff, the better off that we're going to be. Otherwise, we're sort of flying by the seat of our pants. And we're at the mercy of whatever happens to come through my phone in the morning. And why would I want the tail to wag the dog? I don't. I want to be in charge of all of this. And better thinking is possible. You get feelings, you get emotions, great. Feel them. But then process it through the lens of solution-focused thinking versus problem-focused thinking. And that's what it's all about. Be a good steward of your most valuable resources. Again, time, attention, energy, and money. Be careful who you're giving them to. Be careful what you're allowing into your own head, particularly early in the morning. And figure out what your success rituals are or can be that are going to get you to where it is that you want to go. I know that you can do it. As always, do your part by doing your best.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.